This is Radio Nepal. I'm Deependra Silwal with the news top stories of the hour first. Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli claims to have carried out works of long-term effects in the country. Prime Minister urges party cadres and leaders not to criticise the government. Government spokesperson and Minister Dr. Yuvraj Khatiwara says no sector overshadowed due to proportional resource distribution in federal system. Government imposes infrastructure tax of 10 rupees per litre in petrol products, and coronavirus reaches to 48 countries, growing as a global threat. Now news in detail. Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli has claimed that the government has been carrying out the works of long-term effects in the country. Addressing a Bagmati provincial-level cadre training program organized by Nepal Communist Party's Province Committee in Kathmandu today, Prime Minister Oli said when the world has been praising the country for making its strides in development activities, criticism has been mounting in home. Meantime, the Prime Minister said the government has ensured unprecedented speed in blacktopping roads and construction of bridges along with the works of bringing railways into operation. He claimed under his leadership the country has entered into the age of tunnelways. The Prime Minister also expressed his dissatisfaction on the news spread about the cake on his birthday when he had been to his birthplace to inaugurate the drinking water project serving about more than 4,000 people, electrification and banking services, saying the Nepal Communist Party was set up for the prosperity and happiness of people. The Prime Minister added that the party becomes stronger with clarity of ideology rather than unnecessary squabbles. Finance Minister Dr. Yuvraj Khatiwara has said that the government has imposed tax on trade of books, not on knowledge. Speaking at the regular press meet held at the Ministry of Communications and Information Technology today, Minister Dr. Khatiwara, who also holds the portfolio of Communications and Information Technology, said the trade of books is also a trade, so tax is applicable in the income made from the sale of books. The intention is also to protect the domestic print industries, as it will be difficult for them to compete with the books printed outside and imported without any duties, Minister Khatiwara said. Furthermore, Minister Khatiwara informed that the Cabinet has decided to allow the sale of 6 acres of land belonging to Birgan Sugar Mill and approve the Local Development Understanding Programme Conduction Work Procedure Regulation Second Amendment. Likewise, the Cabinet has decided to approve Institution Registration Regulation 9th Amendment 2076 BS and Air Quality Management Work Plan for the Kathmandu Valley 2076 BS. Also informed by Minister Khatiwara, the Cabinet has also decided to allow using 3 hectare land of Maula Kalika Community and Religious Forest for Maula Kalika Cable Car to be constructed in Nawalpur and 2 hectares land of public forest in Butol 1 for the construction of Siddhartha Cable Car. Likewise, Minister Khatiwara shared that the government has increased infrastructure tax levied in petroleum product. As per the cabinet decision taken 3 days back, now the infrastructure development tax on petroleum product has reached 10 rupees per litre, doubling the provision. Minister Dr. Khatiwara also said the tax now onward will be imposed on aviation fuel as well. Meantime, he also said Nepal Rashtra Bank will get a new governor in third week of March. The meeting of the House of Representatives got adjourned today as well due to lack of quorum. As House Speaker Agniprasad Sapkota presented Federal, Provincial and Local Level Interrelationship Management Bill 2076 BS in the House for approval, Nepali Congress lawmaker Bed Prasad Debalsina objected, citing lack of quorum. Today as well, only 58 lawmakers were present in the meeting. However, to pass a bill, there must be the presence of at least 69 lawmakers in the House. Earlier, the lawmakers drew attention of the government towards cases of corruption, work of government and delays in development works. Immigration Bill 2076 BS has been presented in the National Assembly's meeting today. Education, Science and Technology Minister Giriraj Mani Pokhrel presented the bill in the Upper House meeting on behalf of Home Minister Ram Bahadur Thapa. Likewise, the Upper House approved the proposal of discussion on Radioactive Bill 2075 BS. Answering the questions raised in the session, Minister Pokhrel said that radioactive elements will only be used in health, agriculture, industries and archaeological study sectors. Similarly, President of National Assembly's National Concerns and Coordination Committee, Dilkumari Rahul Thapa Parbate, presented the report of on-site study visit and interaction program related to coordination of backward sector communities, culture and national heritage 2076 in the meeting. President Vidya Devi Bhandari has said technical education in Far West province will create jobs and stops youth from flying abroad. Inaugurating Bhimdutta Polytechnic Institute in Baithadi today, President Bhandari said the institute will promote the cottage industries and enhance productivity and skills. She also said various kinds of cultural treasures in the area will ensure the development of tourism in the region. President Bhandari also stressed on the completion of Pancheshwar Multipurpose Project and West Sethi Hydropower Project for creating jobs in the region. Also addressing a program organized by Mallikarjun Rural Municipality to offer a civic felicitation to the president, she stated that the area has a good prospect of religious tourism. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
खुशी कसरी खुशी हुन्छ जब बने छैन कोही आफ्नो भन्दैमा आफ्नो हुन सम्पर्कमा बस्या खै सम्पर्कका लागि बलियो आधार नेपाल टेलिकम हो राष्ट्रकै संचार सम्पर्कको आधार राष्ट्रको संचार नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Vice President Nanda Bahadur Pan has said that corruption, irregularities and dilly-dallying are the main enemies of prosperity. At a program organized in Walling of Sangza today on the occasion of 38th Maga Unity Day, the Vice President Pan said that the country cannot prosper until corruption is uprooted and urged one and all not to focus on development and prosperity. The Sustainable Summit Conference, the fifth edition of its kind, is being held in Nepal from 1st to 5th June this year to showcase the country's mountain environment, highlight climate change issues and bring international attention to Nepal's mountain tourism. Organizing a news conference in Kathmandu today, the organizers said the Sustainable Summit Conference 2020 is aimed at honoring mountain voices and promoting increased understanding of Himalayas as the abode of gods. A member of the organizing committee, Lisa Choikal, said it will provide a platform for issues from the Hindu Kush Himalayan region to be discussed, debated and consolidated in order to influence policies. As per the organizers, former Prime Minister of New Zealand and former Administrator of UNDP Helen Clark will be delivering the keynote speech, while veteran mountaineers Sir Chris Bunnington and Reinhold Messner will be the speaker at the conference. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on some international updates. Coronavirus is spreading to more countries around the world, with Estonia, Denmark and Georgia confirming first cases. The coronavirus is spreading more quickly in Europe, the Middle East and other part of the world than in China, where the first virus emerged in the sandal city of Wuhan at the end of last year. The number of new infections inside China was so far for the first time overtaken by fresh cases elsewhere, with Italy, Iran and South Korea emerging as new hotspots for COVID-19. So far, coronavirus has been detected in 48 countries with 82,000 total infection cases and 2,800 total deaths. Death toll in worst violence in decades in Delhi rises to 34 as opposition slams government for being mute spectators. According to local media report, the death toll in the worst religious violence to hit India's capital in decade has risen to at least 34. The violence was triggered after agitators protesting against citizenship law were attacked by supporters of the law. More than 200 people have been injured during the 4 days of violence in northeast Delhi. Now, general weather forecast for the country for tonight. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy in the central and western region and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light rain or thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of the western region. We have almost come to the end of the news from Read Nepal for this hour. Before wrap up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli claims to have carried out works of long-term effects in the country. Prime Minister urges party cadres and leaders not to criticise the government. Government spokesperson and Minister Dr. Yuvraj Kathiara says no sector overshadowed due to proportional resource distribution in federal system. Government imposes infrastructure tax of 10 rupees per litre in petrol products. And coronavirus reaches to 48 countries growing as a global threat. That's the end of news from Read Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next English bulletin is at 8 o'clock in the morning tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.
A special weather bulletin for mountaineering expedition teams.
Welcome to the special weather bulletin, general weather. It will be generally cloudy with chances of light snowfall at a few places in the western and central regions and partly cloudy in the eastern region. Now wind direction, wind speed and temperatures in the western region at different altitude. At 3000 meters, 260 degrees, 5 knots and 4 degrees Celsius. At 5500 meters, 230 degrees, 15 knots and minus 16 degrees Celsius. At 7000 meters, 250 degrees, 30 knots and minus 30 degrees Celsius. At 9000 meters, 260 degrees, 45 knots and minus 42 degrees Celsius. Similarly, wind direction, wind speed and temperatures in the central region at different altitude. At 3000 meters, 230 degrees, 5 knots and 6 degrees Celsius. At 5500 meters, 210 degrees, 10 knots and minus 14 degrees Celsius. At 7000 meters, 280 degrees, 25 knots and minus 28 degrees Celsius. At 9000 meters, 250 degrees, 14 knots and minus 48 degrees Celsius. Likewise, wind direction, wind speed and temperatures in the eastern region at different altitude. At 3000 meters, 240 degrees, 5 knots and 4 degrees Celsius. At 5500 meters, 200 degrees, 10 knots and minus 16 degrees Celsius. At 7000 meters, 260 degrees, 25 knots and minus 30 degrees Celsius. At 9000 meters, 230 degrees, 45 knots and minus 42 degrees Celsius. That's the end of the special weather bulletin from Read Nepal.